This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Women's Rough Road. Near the top of the list of fundamental social changes over the last 50 years has been the improved role of women in society. The gains in the workplace, though still inadequate, have been sweeping as wage gaps continue to narrow and barriers to jobs from soldier to science continue to fall. The gains in public life have also been huge as leaders in New Zealand and Germany are often setting the standard. The list could go on, but it always seems to come up too short and too slow. This is nowhere truer than when we look at the rough road that women are still facing around the world when it comes to safety in their own homes. Domestic violence continues to be a constant concern for many women. The papers noted recently that Turkey pulled out of the Istanbul Treaty around domestic women 10 years after being the first country to sign the international treaty named after its larger city where it was negotiated. Countries where violence is a norm, like Honduras, Mexico, and El Salvador, are also areas where murdering women is common. Amazingly, domestic violence is not only usual in many countries, but even supported by significant numbers of women. The Economist noted recently that in sub-Saharan African countries, around 45% of women on average say wife beating is sometimes justified. Countries like the U.S. saw a sharp decline after the passage of the Violence Against Women Act in 1994, as surprisingly did Nicaragua for a period after its revolution. Outreach in Ghana, offering awareness, counseling, and support, has reduced domestic abuse there by 55%. Stopping violence against women in public spaces has also been tragically slow and uneven. France only recently changed its statutes around rape and child abuse. It took a 14-year campaign in Nigeria to win a 2015 law expanding the definition of rape. In Uganda, 15,000 men are in prison for violence against women, with 7,000 awaiting trial. National protests and an aggressive reckoning on the lack of public safety for women has erupted in Britain following the rape and murder of a young woman in London walking home at night. The hashtag MeToo movement seemed to force the reckoning on the exploitation of women in the workplace when it erupted in the U.S., but it's hard to tell how deep change has gone. Other countries have sometimes seemed to have their MeToo moments as well, but it's been sporadic. A report of an awakening in China around the long prison sentence for a young woman compared to the hand slaps against the public officials that had exploited her also noted that the powerful Chinese Politburo Executive Committee has never had a woman as a member since the 1949 revolution. The road still seems way too rough and way too long for women. It's hard to be proud of how far we've come when we measure how far we all still have to go, even when women's very lives depend on all of us making progress. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.